Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Getting thrown out of an airplane a few minutes ago.
It's coming, man.
And all of a sudden people show up to volunteer to throw you out of an airplane. Yeah, it's weird how that works.
I mention on air that I'm going out of the airplane and folks line up saying, let me do it. Yeah. I want to be the one that does it. But I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to give that title to my man Drew. Okay, I want Drew to be the one that pushes me out of that thing. So I'm going to let him do it. Welcome to the studio this morning. By the way, mentioned before, Drew Hammond. With extra special people. And his mom, Carrie's also here, by the way. And then friend of the program, you've been here before, Laura Whitaker, executive director of Extra Special People. How are you guys this morning?
How you doing, Drew?
I'm doing good.
Good.
Awesome.
Well, it's Friday.
We're doing great.
Of course we're doing good. Friday is the best day of the week and made even better because you guys got to come hang out with us this morning. Now, I understand you listen to the show quite a bit. Is that right?
Yep.
Well, so we found our listener, Dave.
I'm glad to know.
We found the one.
I am glad to know.
No, it certainly is. I understand you're a big sports fan, so when we got matched up together, when we were over at one of the get-togethers where Laura set you and I up as a team to make money, I was excited that you were a sports fan. I'm sure you were excited, too, to get to work with us. I'm glad to have you here this morning, so I can't wait to do a little work together. So, but the reason we are doing this, by the way, we teased this a little bit. We are trying to raise money for extra special people. Now, Laura, this fundraiser, this is going for summer camp. Is that right?
That's right. So every dollar that we raise throwing you out of an airplane, no pressure.
No pressure
goes
at all.
To offset the cost to families to help get them to camp.
Okay.
So we'll serve about 400 kids at camp this summer.
Excellent.
Kids of all abilities, individuals with Down syndrome, autism, cerebral palsy, and they'll all get to live life to the fullest at ESP Summer Camp. And so those dollars go so that we don't have to charge the families the actual cost to ESP, which is about $1,000 per kid.
Awesome.
So yeah, we're really excited about it. And so the more money you raise, the more kids
better.
Get,
absolutely.
The more kids get to go to camp. No pressure.
You guys are able to stretch that a long way. It's fascinating. Now, if you're wondering how you can do this, I have just posted this on 960 The Ref's Twitter at 960 The Ref. Also, our Facebook page 960 The Ref. There is a link right now. It went live a couple of minutes ago. There is an article posted. It's called Skydiving for Dollars. You'll see a really poorly photoshopped picture of my face on a tandem skydiver. So this is me pretending like I've already done it. Maybe I can fool you guys and say it's already happened, so we've raised the money, we're good
to go.
Not going
to happen. Not going to happen.
So I actually have to go through with this thing. But yeah, in that article, there's a very large red link. It says, click here to support Logan's Big Jump fundraiser for ESP. Now, once you click that link, that will take you directly to the Extra Special People Kindful page. Am I saying that right, Kindful, by the way? Okay, we have now, Drew, here's the good news. You and I have already raised 44% of our $2,500 goal, but that's not 100%. We certainly want to get that thing up a little bit. So that's where you can click directly to donate to this thing and just to make sure every single penny of this thing goes to sending kids to summer camp at Extra Special People. So we certainly want to get as much as possible. And as Laura said, you know, make this thing happen and send as many people to camp as possible. Now, Drew, have you done the camp before?
Yes.
What are some of your favorite things that you get to do at camp with all your friends at Extra Special People? There's probably too many to name, right?
I was going to say, it's so much fun, you can't even name it all.
Rock climbing.
Oh, really? Rock climbing.
Oh, rock climbing. Wow.
Now, do they put a parachute on you when you rock climb and like they're going to put on me?
Maybe just a harness, right?
Just a rappel harness.
Yeah.
Probably.
So you like the rock climbing. What else do you like at camp?
Probably a lot of friends get to go with you. You get to hang out with friends in a summer camp atmosphere.
Maybe some girls.
Yeah, maybe some girls.
I wasn't going to say, you know, hey, Drew is 16 years old, so he may have told us off the air he's balancing a few different girlfriends.
We
so
were told we weren't supposed to bring that up.
I messed up on that one. Good deal. Well, let me ask you, Carrie, Drew's mother, by the way, being able to send kids to camp, it certainly puts a relief on a lot of parents that are dealing with so much with some of these kind of kids. What does it mean for you guys to be able to, you know, raise money not only for Drew but a lot of, you know, his friends and stuff that get to go to camp to help out with some cost in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's an opportunity that he would not have otherwise. Drew mm-hmm. started going to ESP summer camp when he was 5. So he's 16 now. This will be his 11th
awesome.
Summer at summer camp.
Awesome.
He has gotten the opportunity to do sleepaway camp, which obviously would never have happened in another atmosphere. So we are so, so fortunate. He was not really willing to talk to folks when he first started at ESP at summer camp, and suddenly his first week at ESP he was talking.
Awesome.
So it's an amazing experience. He gets to do all the things his younger sister, who is typically developing, gets to do.
Yeah,
and that's a great thing for your family.
Absolutely. No, that's fantastic. You guys get to chance to do that. So Drew, I mean, like, it's such a, I guess, just a developmental camp, like you said. He's been going since he was 5, so a lot of people, I guess, benefit in a lot of different ways. Laura, what can you say about, you know, what the camp means to so many kids? Because you're involved with everybody over there as the executive director. But what does the camp mean for so many different people?
Yeah, I think mainly, you know, it's not just a service. So people aren't just coming in and getting a service and then walking away. ESP is a community, and it's mm-hmm. really transformed. I mean, we have people moving to this community every single year because of ESP, because of the community that we have.
Right.
And so families are getting together and supporting one another. We have a Facebook group that's very active where parents can ask questions like, where do I take my child to the dentist, or where do I get my child's haircut if they have autism? There are sitters that are trained at ESP that get to babysit our mm-hmm. individuals. You can't just call the neighbor down the street if your child has a G-tube or has a seizure disorder. So ESP is a community, and mm-hmm. it's created this really dynamic opportunity for people with disabilities that other communities don't have. And I think we are so fortunate to have a community that supports us. And really, you know, what this does and what this event does is every child, regardless of their finances, mm-hmm. right? Because we know that it takes over $300,000 to raise a typical child. It takes $3 million mm-hmm. to raise a child with special needs. So we want to offset that burden to families and make sure that every kid, regardless of their income, regardless of their financial situation, single moms, single dads, have the opportunity to go to camp. And that's what the community is all about.
Awesome. And that takes donations, obviously, by the community around Extra Special People. And again, if you're wondering how you can donate and help send Drew to summer camp, and also you're pushing me out of a plane at the same time. So there's sort of a double incentive there for you guys out there to donate. But at our Twitter account, at 960TheRef, Facebook page, also 960 The Ref, there is a big old article called Skydiving $4. That went live just a couple of minutes ago, and there's a big red link in that thing, and that takes you directly to another website, kindful.com, the Extra Special People page, and you can donate to my page as well. So far, the fundraising's been going pretty good. You got 10 celebrities. I'm using air quotes, by the way. This is the first time my wife will tell you that this word celebrity has ever been associated with myself. So
other than your own house.
So I thank you. She's not too happy about it because it's kind of made my head blow up a little bit. But
I bet.
Yeah. So, but fundraising is going pretty good.
Yeah. And let's not forget, this is a competition.
It
people.
Is. I know.
And so Logan is competing against these other celebrities, quote celebrities. And so we know that that this group of listeners love a good competition. And so we hope that this group of listeners will step it up and help support Logan so that he can really get into the competition and win it, maybe.
I'll tell you what, that's a quick short story. Back about the time, is a month and a half ago, you guys asked me to do this thing, and my wife and I watch really bad television, okay? Well, I'll admit that. We were watching The Bachelor one night.
Uh-oh.
Well, Colton, I think his name was, I'm forgetting already. He was surprised by one of his dates. They were at this little hometown thing, and she said, "Surprise, I'm taking you skydiving today." I looked at my wife on the couch, no joke, and I said, "Honey, don't ever surprise me with a skydive. That's such a bad idea." I was in a fun, loving way. And then about 4 days later, you and Matthew Dooley came through the front office here at Cox Media, and you told me you had balloons, and I'm wondering what's going on here, what's happening, and it took me a second, but I started to pick up on the fact that you guys were going to ask me to jump out of an airplane. And there's a video, and I put this up on our social back then. I don't know if you've rewatched it. You can literally watch the breath leave my chest. I had one of those moments where I was like, oh my God, you guys are asking me to jump out of an airplane. It's something that I've been, I'll admit, very afraid of doing.
But how many times has your brother jumped out of a plane?
That's the thing. And you guys had no idea about this, that my brother is a skydive instructor by trade. So this is not an exaggeration. You might think I'm inflating this. Tens of thousands. He's probably up near about 30,000 or so times that he has jumped out of a plane, because he sometimes will do it in upwards of 20 times a day. He's lived in Hawaii before, where he would take tourists out of airplanes. And he's what we're going to be doing May 11th is what he does to pay his bills. And that when he's not doing that, he climbs up radio towers and cliffs and will do base jumping and jump off bridges and whatnot. He was born with that, what do you call it, extreme sports gene. I completely missed that boat when I was born, okay? I enjoy a good roller coaster now and then, but I still get a little nervous getting on the roller coaster. So to get on, and I'm not even a big fan of commercial flying. If I would just get in a regular airplane, I get a little bit anxious as we go up. But I say all that to get to this, is that what Drew endures every single day, and a lot of Drew's friends, the challenges you guys have, I cannot put into words how just amazed I am that you guys tackle it every single day without thinking twice. And you do it with a big smile on your face, and it's everything is just great and wonderful. So for me to be able to wake up on May 11th and say, hey, I'm going to get in this here airplane, they're going to put this parachute. You are going to put a parachute on my back, by the way.
We'll put two parachutes.
Two
on
parachutes. That would be fantastic. But for me to be able to do that, all to raise money so that Drew and his friends are able to go to camp, I'm very honored. I mean that wholeheartedly. I appreciate you guys including me in this. Even though I have maybe said a couple of bad words behind my back, you're back thinking, ah, why are they doing this to me? I'm just kidding, obviously. But no, I can do this.
So in all seriousness, though, yeah. So you'll be tandem jumping. What is the training for this for you?
So
you basically show up
and they show you a video,
okay.
And they teach you very quickly in about 5 minutes how to do this, how to save your life when you're 10,000 feet in the air. But to be fair, he will be with a professional strapped on his back. So
that's disappointing to hear.
Hopefully.
I was hoping you were just going to say he's going to jump out on his own.
Good luck. Good luck, Logan.
No, I've actually...
How many times have you done it, Laura?
I've done it 5 times.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
impressive.
And every time it's been more and more scary.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. In fact, I was at a baseball game a couple series ago, and Matthew Dooley was there, and I ran into him, and I talked to him, and Matthew has been... I love him to death, but he's sort of playing mind games with me right now.
100%.
Every time I see him, he tells me more and more how scary it is. He's saying, he reminds me, he says, don't eat that morning. Don't eat.
Yep. Yeah.
You're going to be so sick, you're going to throw up after you go to
sleep. That's right. But remember, I mean, Matthew, he's so compelling because Matthew has cerebral palsy.
Mm-hmm.
The kid has jumped 9 times.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
9 times. And even, I mean, I know Vince Dooley, big topic this week. So cool. Yeah. So excited about Dooley Field. He got his dad and his grandfather, and his grandfather was 85 years old when he jumped. So just think about Vince
Dooley. So Coach did this last year?
Coach did it a few years ago.
Okay.
Yep,
okay.
He did. And he was awesome out there. I mean, 85-year-old jumping out of an airplane.
That is cool.
So, Logan, sorry, you're not 85 and you don't have cerebral palsy. You can do this.
I'm a big guy, but I'm in relatively good shape. I can make
this
happen.
You can make it
happen.
I have
no excuse to do this.
No excuses.
Now I believe there's an age limit out there to do this. Is that right?
That's right. You have to be 18.
So Drew, you've not been able to do it yet because of your age, but when you turn 18, do you have every intention on jumping out of a plane like all your friends are doing right now? Is that anywhere near on your radar?
Do you want to jump out of a plane too when you turn 18?
Maybe.
Okay, well, that's, hey.
That is the best answer.
His mom was really interested in that answer. Yeah.
Here's the thing. It was not a no. So I have no excuse to say no myself.
He did not put himself in a corner.
No.
Yeah, he left it open-ended. Exactly.
Drew, if I have any advice for you through life, keep that response for a lot of things going forward. Okay, that's a very safe bet as you grow.
Drew, what is your favorite sport? What's the sport you like best?
Basketball.
Oh, okay. All right. Who's your favorite team?
Anthony Edwards.
Oh, the Ant-Man.
Yeah.
I love it.
I understand. You follow a lot of the recruiting, and you're a big, big-time Georgia sports fan, all the sports. But, yeah, we talk about Anthony Edwards a lot here, especially now that he signed his letter of intent, and we know he's going to come here. So are you pretty excited for next year's basketball team?
Yes.
You think Tom Crean's going to bring him to the NCAA tournament next year?
Yep.
Good deal.
I do, too. We all think so. So we're all excited about that.
Certainly some exciting times. And your mom told me off air that you watched the NFL draft a lot last weekend. Mm-hmm. So seven Bulldogs wound up being drafted. Who's maybe one or two that you were very excited that you'll be following their NFL career?
DeAndre Baker.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We now call him DeAndre the Giant. That's an old wrestling term, DeAndre the Giant. But now, yeah, it was great to see him go first round. So and now we have to start paying attention to the Giants because they have Lorenzo Carter from a couple years ago. Mm-hmm. And now Alec Ogletree, who used to play here many years ago, he's now a New York Giant. So there's a lot of Georgia defensive guys over there in New York. So I guess we all have to pay attention to the Giants now.
Do you like Mecole Hardman also?
Yes.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, we're excited to see Mecole as the Chief. The Chiefs have done very well with Georgia wide receivers. Remember Chris Conley a couple years ago, and I think he's done some stuff with you guys, I believe. So he's just a great individual friend of Athens, really. But
absolutely. He's come to our event, Big Heart, okay. Several years.
Good.
And flown himself in and absolutely loves that event and loves ESP. And that all started with our relationship with the football team. We have a great relationship with them and
right.
Spend time with them every fall. And Chris fell in love with ESP and we fell in love with him. And, yeah, he's a big ESP fan.
Good stuff.
And Aaron Murray was with the Chiefs also. I know the Murrays
right.
Have been
absolutely.
Really, really big
yeah,
with you
they're
guys.
Putting on a golf tournament for us
nice.
At the Georgia Club in August.
Okay.
So we're going to do a celebrity golf tournament in August with the Murray
well,
brothers.
I'll say this. If you're going to push me out of a plane as a celebrity, I would appreciate a golf invite. Maybe something a little bit more relaxed.
Oh, I see how this is going.
Yeah.
I see how
yeah.
This is going.
Yeah.
I think I'm on your wife's side at this one.
Yeah.
Something to counterbalance a little bit of a – no, I'm just
That's
giving,
right.
I'm giving you a hard time. As far as the event itself, next Saturday, May 11th, now I'm praying for heavy rain. I hope this thing gets washed out. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll just reschedule.
Yeah,
I know.
It's just putting off the inevitable.
I'm totally kidding. I hope we have a beautiful conditions. But the event itself, now, is this something that people can go to, or how does this work the day of – it's in Monroe, by the way, Skydive Monroe.
That's right. Yeah, it is open to the public. So really around 10 a.m. is when we get things started up until about 4 p.m. Over at Skydive Monroe, which is just about 30 minutes outside of mm-hmm. Athens. But we'll have your pie. We'll have all kinds of food. We'll have festival games going on out there.
And we're going to have a 960
rides.
The Ref radio tent there, by the way.
That's right.
So we're doing a remote so you can come pick up some 960 the Ref swag. I'll be there, obviously, all day. Except when you put me in the plane, so I'll be glad to say hello to anybody out there as well.
So is it each person, like, how does that work? You said you have 12 people jumping?
We have over 60 people
oh,
jumping.
60 jumping.
People
Where
jumping.
Do I get
12? And then we have a limited number of quote
oh,
celebrities.
I gotcha.
Air quotes.
Quote,
yeah,
celebrities.
I gotcha.
Which remember, every celebrity is paired with an ESP celebrity.
Right.
So Logan and Drew, they're a couple. So Drew will be there supporting Logan all the way through the process.
Well, I've already won this thing by getting matched with Drew. So that's kind
point.
Of a disadvantage
you
for everybody else.
Kind of win
Absolutely.
In that department. You did. and so, yeah, it's totally open to the public. If your child loves airplane rides or just loves planes in general, there are all kinds of planes, gliders out there. You can take an airplane ride with one of our small
That's
planes,
cool.
which
cool.
was really fun. And then we've got bounce houses and all that kind of stuff going on, too. So, yeah, it's a really, really fun day. And come on out. Cheer on Logan as he lands.
As he lands. I like
he's
that.
Alive and well.
So if I think I got assigned 11:30, by the way, is when I'll actually go up in the airplane. But if you can't find me at 11:20, just check the bounce castles. I'll probably be hanging out, jumping around with Drew and the boys over there.
There you go.
Good stuff. Yeah, and I saw the promotional video from last year. I think I saw Harry Dogg was there, the Georgia cheerleaders. Are they going to be there again
They'll
this year?
They'll all be there. We've got some other kind of celebrities, like some Star Wars celebrities
okay.
coming out
nice.
In costume. So, yeah, we have all kinds of people out there. A DJ will be out there. So it's definitely a great day. Even if you don't know somebody jumping, come on out and see what it's all about. And if you want to jump, it's still not too late. minimum to raise is $600. But if you're out there listening and you're saying, hey, I might want to do this thing too, come on, check out our website, extraspecialpeople.com.
Hey, Drew, good news. As I'm watching our account, where we are getting donations rolling in right now. So this is fantastic. So the radio is working to our advantage right now, man.
And Drew, you make sure, though, that it goes to you and not Logan, because he might try to keep some of it for himself, okay? All right, so you make sure you keep all of it.
We need more baseball cards, Dave, after we opened up packs on the air yesterday. We got a new hobby here. It's called baseball cards. We appreciate certainly anybody that's able to donate to this, and it all goes for such an amazing cause. Extra Special People is, I'll just say it, one of the most beloved entities in Athens that out there. And it's every single dollar, every penny that goes their way, we know for a fact is going to an amazing organization. And then summer camp as well, to send these kids to just a camp to really make them have a great time where, you know, the options are not what they may be for, you know, regular kids out there. So these are extra special kids instead.
Look, I can tell you personally, I know I've said this before, I have a special needs sister. So everything that goes with this is so worth it. And it's not just for the people that have special needs, but it's for the families.
Absolutely.
It's for everything, too. It affects everybody. Anything you give, I promise you, it is well worth it. And my family has, over the years, and I grew up in South Carolina, and they have a great support system in my hometown that I was from. But anything you do, it helps everybody out. So
absolutely,
please, 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 even if it's $5, $10, whatever you got, it is for such a great cause.
Right. There is no minimum donation here. You can log in and give just anything that you're comfortable giving, and every single dollar counts. And once again, I'll say it, it's at our social media, at 960 The Ref, on our Facebook page, 960 The Ref. I've also tweeted it from my personal Twitter, at Logan M. Booker. So plenty of ways to find this article. In that article called Skydiving $4, you'll see a really bad photoshopped version of me already jumping out of a plane, which I have not yet done. But there's a big red link inside that article you can click. That'll take you to the Kindful page. And there's a big old green Donate Now button on top of that thing. So did we miss anything, Drew? Is there anything you wanted to talk about that we didn't get to? Any football or?
Football.
Football. We can talk football all day long. So just real quick, what is your prediction for the 2019 football season when the Georgia Bulldogs kick off in just 120 days from now?
Are they going to win the championship?
Yep.
Absolutely.
Okay, well, hey, you heard it here first.
All right. Can you give us a quick little go, Dogs, before you go?
Okay. Go, Dogs.
Now that,
wow. That's awesome.
That's going to be a soundbite we're going to play a lot on this show.
You
by
got
the way.
That right.
That is fantastic.
You got that right. Throw out that bed. We'll get that on the other side, and we'll get straight into it when we go here. But, God, thanks for coming in, y'all. We really do appreciate it. Drew, it's been so nice to meet you, my man. You are such an inspiration. So we do appreciate having you in here with us as well.
And Drew, I'm looking forward to seeing you next week in Monroe, and you're gonna walk me up to the airplane, right? You're gonna slap me on the back and say, "Hey, go get him, Tiger." And are you gonna come up with me in the plane, or are you gonna stay on the ground?
No,
Mom's shaking her head no. So we. Well,
that was a quick no.
We're getting mixed responses, but let me warn you, Drew. Mom usually gets the final word. So I'm 36 years old, and I still have to do what Mom says. So that's never going to change, unfortunately. So, but yeah, you'll be there. We're looking forward to it. We'll get some photos. Me dressed up in my skydiving gear. We'll get Harry Dog in one of those pictures too. How's that sound? And I'll tell you what, we'll take that picture and stick it here in the studio somewhere so we can always have it. But you're welcome here whenever you want to come and talk sports, or you want to just let us know what's on your mind. You know how to get a hold of us, and that door will always be open for you, my friend. Sound good?
Yep, sound good.
Good deal. Well, Laura, Carrie, by the way, Carrie, Drew's mother, thank you guys for coming out here. And is there anything else we can do next week? I mean, I'll be losing sleep a little bit more each night between now and next week. I'd be lying if I said I haven't woken up in the middle of the night thinking about this a little bit. But I'll rehash one more time that the things that these guys do on a daily basis is absolutely nothing compared to you guys asking me to jump out of an airplane. I can do this. I'm not worried about it.
That's right.
Good deal. Well, Dave, anything else I'm missing?
I think you've got it covered. And again, like I said, I just can't say enough about supporting ESP. And by the way, we're talking about Matthew Dooley. I know he's excited about his grandfather and everything that happened yesterday. So that's been a big topic today. So I'm glad this all kind of rolls in here
Absolutely.
Together because this helps
people like Matthew, and Matthew helps you guys too. That's it works both ways.
And so do the Dooleys. They had us in their home Wednesday afternoon helping us raise money for our Miracle League field. So,
by the way, I meant to ask you, how is that going?
It's going. We're closing the gap. We're around $1.2 million of our $1.4 million goal. So awesome. We're getting there.
Oh, wow.
And hopefully, by the end of 2020, we'll have kids of all abilities playing baseball on that Miracle League field, which is so exciting.
Absolutely love it.
That is great.
Good deal.
All right, we will take it to a break. We'll come right back with more of the morning show here on 960 The Ref.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.